Hi, welcome to another interview with me, Tony. Today we have on the show Nick Griffin, a politician and head of BNP.
Hi, Tony.
We plan to have the leaders of many different parties on today, but most of them were busy.
They're probably busy being the same person.
But three of them were on those debates, on live national TV, together.
It's all done with mirrors.
I'll take your word for it. You sound different in person than you do on the telly.
I had a sore throat, but I'm better now, thank you.
If you don't mind, I'd like to start with some political questions, and then move on to what you do when you're not at work.
Go ahead. It will make me seem to be more human.
Okay. What does the BNP stand for?
It stands for British Nazi Party.
No, I mean, what do you do?
We want to bring the Nazi ideology to Britain. We are the master race. We are supreme.
All right, just calm down.
Firstly, because we're so greatly outnumbered, we would like to offer a peaceful solution. Everybody who wants to return to their countries of origin will be given a free one-way ticket home.
If some of those people choose not to leave, what do you plan to do?
We will exterminate them.
What about people who have a combined British and foreign ancestry?
This is the sort of thing the axe was invented for.
I thought the axe was invented for cutting down trees.
No, Adolf Hitler invented the axe for cutting half-caste people in half.
I'm pretty sure it doesn't work like that. I have mixed ancestry, and I'm glad you don't have an axe with you.
I have one in my car. If you want me to free you of the burden of being half-foreign.
No, you're all right. I'd like to finish this interview first.
Okay.
How far are you willing to go to stop things being imported into the UK?
As we speak, we are building a fleet of U-boats to destroy all merchant shipping en route to the British Isles.
What if there are any British sailors on those ships?
All sailors are gay. It's not a stereotype, it's the truth.
I didn't know your hatred was so diverse.
I didn't say I hated gays, but your guess is correct.
Moving on to general politics now. When there's a recession, why is it that the general cost of living doesn't come down so people who can't claim expenses on their third home can manage a little easier?
I thought everybody claims expenses, like those immigrants from that country. You know the one.
That doesn't really answer the question.
Oh, the general cost of living. It always goes up. It can never go down. It's like a law of physics. It's impossible.
Ah, physics. We had a guy in here a while ago impersonating a famous physicist.
I heard that interview. I hate the disabled. He will be humanely killed at the business end of my axe.
If a smoker was in the Department of Health, would they still have gone with the ridiculous kill all the pubs and socialising ban?
I agree that this was a bad idea. Smoking is good for your health. The Earth is flat and is at the centre of the solar system. Only with a proper education system can we correct these ill-thought-out policies by teaching the children the truth.
Again, I think you've dodged the real issue.
Oh, a smoker in the Department of Health. There are lots of smokers in the Department of Health, but they're always out on paid smoking breaks when the laws are being thought of.
Why hasn't Tony Blair been locked up for openly saying he'd make us invade Iraq for a pointless exercise and disobey the UN?
He's a master of disguise. Some days he's Gordon Brown, Some days he's David Cameron, and so on.
So what you're saying is they haven't been able to catch him because he's incognito?
Yes, we'll leave NATO, the UN, the EU, the BBC, the...
No, I said incognito, not NATO.
Oh, sorry, I keep reciting our manifesto.
Due to the public having no trust in or believing in anything politicians say, especially after this claiming thing, then why not, instead of all of you bickering amongst yourselves, simply form an alliance between all the main parties? Just work as a team, and find somebody who doesn't look like something out of Mr. Potato Head.
Mr. Potato Head is an American import used by Blair, Brown, Cameron, or whoever he is, to pick a new disguise. But they all look alike to me.
You're clearly a politician. This is the third question to which you've dodged the real issue.
Sorry, force of habit. The man in question is Winston Churchill, sworn enemy of Adolf Hitler and everything Nazi. He faked his death so that he could disguise himself as the leaders of the main political parties. No matter who you vote for, he stays in power.
If politicians really care about the future of our children, and that of their children, then why can't we have a free broadband for everyone?
The thought of us having children repulses me. We're both men, and the children of our children would be inbred. So that's incest. Next question.
No, by our children, I meant the children of Britain.
Oh, I see. The internet is an American import, used to spread lies. The future of the children lies not with computers, but with pen and paper, slate and chalk, and maybe one day, word of mouth.
What do you want to be when you grow up? Because nobody thinks you're going to be Prime Minister.
I want to be the Führer, leader of the Fourth Reich.
Ah, that explains that little square patch of hair under your nose. I notice you're wearing a rather stylish eye patch at the moment. Where's your glass eye?
It's in the dishwasher. There are some egg stains on it.
Is that hygienic?
What sort of interview question is that? It's not in the script.
Script? I was just making conversation. Now stop talking about the script and follow it.
Okay.
Have you ever had a proper job?
No. Those bloody foreigners are always stealing our jobs.
Perhaps they're better qualified, have more experience, or are more willing to work and to provide a valuable but underpaid service.
That's irrelevant. My jobs, the precious jobs they stole from us, filthy hobbitses.
One of our listeners would like to ask, like you, my name is Nick. Nick is a really cool name to have. Would you consider changing your name to something else instead, please?
I would like to, but the poll won't let me change it to Adolf Hitler. When I get into power, I will change the law. Vote for me and you can change your name to Adolf too.
What is the name of that song I have in my head, but can't remember the name of? I want to listen to it on YouTube.
It's Wannabe by the Spice Girls. I really, really want to hear that again.
Okay, one last question. Which did you prefer to watch, Multicoloured Swap Shop or Tiz Was?
Tiz Was? I can't stand Multicoloured Swap Shop.
I don't think the title refers to ethnic diversity.
Didn't it? I think they had Lenny Henry on there.
No, he was on Tiz Was. You're just taking the title out of context.
Fine. I need to get something out of my car.
Okay, I just need to dial a series of nines on my phone.
Cheers. See you in a minute.
Right. Join me next time when we'll be talking to Amy Winelodge.